Now, this man Solomon is making a tremendous experiment. He's making it in the laboratory of life. And he is trying out everything that's available to man. And in his day, he was able to go into any field that he wanted to go into. And not many men even today would be permitted to do what Solomon was able to do. And he attempted, first of all, to give himself to a study of the laws of nature. But he found out that even there was nothing that you could learn in nature, nothing in science that would be new to you in the sense that it would bring new life to you. Only the new birth could possibly do that, and that was the only new thing. Then here in verse 15 where we've come, we're in the section where he tries out philosophy. That is, he tries out man's own planning and man's own scheming to see how he can work out the problems of life and come to some happy solution. Now, today, philosophy leads generally to a pessimistic viewpoint of life. That is the thing that generally happens. Now, verse 15 says this, "That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered." Now, you cannot take a natural man, a man that is a lost sinner, alienated from God, and give him an education and expect that education to solve the problems of life. It will not do that. Philosophy and psychology cannot change human nature, nor can they even correct the old nature of man, because here we're told that which is crooked cannot be made straight. Man hasn't any way of straightening out human nature. We have an old bromide that goes like this, as the twig is bent, so the tree grows. That's the way that it will grow. It'll be crooked because the twig was crooked. And you and I start out with an old nature, and you can educate it, and you can do many things with it and to it. But the Lord Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. It'll always be flesh, friends. And that's the reason man must have a new nature, because that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's one of the greatest principles that there is. And today, we have seen that education will not solve the problems of life. Now, with the things that have happened in the past few years, higher education, in fact, all education, is coming under the scrutiny of a great many thoughtful people. And there are others that have tried to come up with a solution. The committee to study the higher education today has come up with this very novel explanation. They say that the riots on campuses and all of this immorality that's taken place is because of the fact that the young people today are inquiring more, and they are more interested in politics and in what is happening in their world. Well, I would say that that's true, that there is an interest today because of so many terrible things happening and because of the news media through television and radio and paper today really gathers it from the four corners of the earth in a day and lets you see it and hear it in that evening, so that we're more aware at what takes place in the world today than we ever were before. There was a time when it would be 6 weeks before they'd find out who really was elected president after an election. It took that long to get all the information in. Today they can tell you who's going to be elected before they have the election. That's a novel way of going at it, but that's what they do today. So that we've come a long way, and I would concur with the first part of it, but I disagree heartily with the last part of it, which says that is the reason that young people have been led to rioting and this type of thing, because that it's not a deterioration on the campus, but actually improvement. Well, we have come to the day that Isaiah said they're going to call good evil and evil good, and they do that today. May I say to you, that's a novel way that only an educated man could come up with, is to say that the deterioration on the campus today is not deterioration, but actually improvement. Now, if you believe fairy stories, you can go along with that. But my friend, may I say to you, education cannot solve the problems of life. And as I've said many times on this broadcast, and I continue to repeat it, and will continue to repeat it, is this, that psychology is not the answer today. Now, there have been a group of very clever men and women, I think, too, that have come up with some little psychological cliche to explain and solve the problems of life, and it's just covered over with a little Bible. It's just like, you know, a pill, a bitter pill that's covered over with a little sugar. Well, may I say to you that all of this pretends to be the Bible solution. Well, it's not the Bible solution. Actually, the Word of God contains for the Christian today the answer to the problems of life. And it doesn't come about through some little pious and sugar-coated Bible pill that is given out, and it has psychological and philosophical implications. That's not the solution. Some men are doing pretty well financially themselves with it. But I want to tell you, the Christian public is really being taken in. And I say this kindly to you, why don't you get back to the Bible? Why don't you come to it today? There's no easy solution to the problems of life. And studying the Word of God requires a great deal of, I would say, mental perspiration. And it's needed today. And it's needed today in the church. So that Solomon found out that philosophy and education and psychology did not have the answer to the problems of life.